Jeremiah chapter 8. At that time, says the Lord, they will bring out the bones of the kings of Judah, and the bones of their officials, and the bones of the priests, and the bones of the prophets, and the bones of the inhabitants of Jerusalem, from their graves. And they will spread them out to the sun, and to the moon, and to the whole host of the heavens which they loved, and which they served, and after which they went, and which they inquired of, and which they worshipped. They will not be gathered, and they will not be buried, but they will be dung on the surface of the land. And death will be chosen rather than life, by all the remnant of this evil family who remain, in all the places which remain, to which I have driven them, says the Lord of hosts. And you will say to them, this is what the Lord says. Will they fall and not arise? Will one turn away from me and not turn back to me? Why is this people, apostate Jerusalem, constantly rebellious? They have persisted in deceit. They have refused to return. I listened and I heard, but they did not speak honestly. There is no man who has repented of his evil, who says, what have I done? They have all turned away in their impetuousness, like a horse charging into battle. Even the stork in the sky knows its set times, and the turtle dove and swallow and the crane keep the time of their arrival. But my people do not know the justice of the Lord. How can you say, we are wise, and the law of the Lord is with us? Truly, look, he made it in vain. The scribe's pen is in vain. The wise men have been put to shame. They are terrified, and they have been caught. Look, they have rejected the word of the Lord, and what wisdom do they have? That is why I will give their wives to others, and their fields to those who take possession of them, because from small to great they have all relentlessly made unjust gain. Among both prophet and priest they all deal falsely. And they had an easy way of healing the demise of my people, saying, peace, peace, when there was no peace. Were they ashamed when they committed an abomination? They were not ashamed at all, nor did they have a sense of ignominy, which is why they will be among those who fall. At the time of their visitation, they will stumble, says the Lord. I will certainly make an end of them, says the Lord. There are no grapes on the vine, and no figs on the fig tree, and the foliage is withering. And what I have given them, they transgress. Why are we sitting down? Gather yourselves, and let us go to the fortified cities, and be silent there. For the Lord our God has silenced us, and he has given us hemlock water to drink. For we have sinned against the Lord. We waited for peace, but there was nothing good. For a time of healing, but what came was terror. From Dan the snorting of his horses was heard. At the sound of neighing of his mighty animals, all the earth trembled. And they came, and they devoured the land and its fullness, and the city and those living in it. For I am about to send serpents and vipers against you, which cannot be charmed, and they will bite you, says the Lord. My cheerfulness has turned into sorrow. My heart is faint within me. Just hear the sound of the crying out of the daughter of my people from a distant land. Is the Lord not at Zion? Or is her king not in her? Why have they provoked me to anger with their carved images, with their foreign idols? The harvest has passed away, the summer has ended, but we have not been saved. I am distressed at the distress of the daughter of my people. I am dejected, astonishment has taken hold of me. Is there no balsam in Gilead, or is there no doctor there? So why has the health of the daughter of my people not blossomed?